Hello everyone, this is Rebecca. 欢迎收听必胜教室。又到了口说篇的时间啦，大家准备好了吗？我马上来进行第二部分的最后一题，大家要专心听哦。这么长的一篇文章，那我们就一句一句的来看吧。Cars are necessary to people's lives. Necessary 这个字呢，是表示必须的、不可少的意思，是一个形容词。这句话呢，就是说车子对人们的生活是不可或缺的。They make it easy to go from place to place. From A to B 就表示从 A 到 B. 这边的 A 和 B 都是 place. From place to place 就表示从一个地方到另外一个地方。那大家要注意 make 是长音 make。那 easy 这个字的 EA 是发长音 E。大家要特别注意 S 这边是发 Z 的音 easy。接下来呢文章说 however,They are bad for the air. 大家要注意的在这边的发音哦。后面接的是母音开头的 air, 所以呢这边我们会念成 the. That's why September 22nd has been chosen as World Car Free Day. 这句话呢我们就来学学日期到底该怎么念哦。我们在念日期的时候呢要用序数 first, second, third 来念。那么22号呢我们就会念成 22nd 31号呢就是 31st 那么我们来考考大家哦25号该怎么念呢没错就是 25th 我们在句子里面呢看到了 World Car Free Day 是什么意思啊车子自由日吗 Free 最常见的意思没错就是自由的但是呢它也可以指免除的像是免税商店大家可能都知道就是 duty free shop car free 呢就是指没有车子 world car free day 就是世界无车日 on this day everyone is encouraged not to drive their cars 在这一天呢大家都被鼓励不要开车上班哦 encourage 动词是鼓励的意思 encourage they can either take buses or simply walk我们在句子当中呢看到 either A or B 的用法 A 或 B 则一 either 呢可以念成 either 或是 either either take buses or simply walk simply 是个副词长得跟 simple 很像对吧没错呢它其实就是 simple 的副词表示很简单的单纯的你可以搭公车或是单纯的走路那么最后一句非常的长哦我们先找出连接词把句子隔开没错我们会用 and 把句子分成两半 Hopefully, this day can bring attention to the problem of pollution 希望这天呢能够让大家更关注污染的问题 Pollution 这个字呢就是指污染 And encourage everyone to drive less throughout the year 并鼓励大家少开车 Throughout Through 是穿过 Out有完全的意思把这两个字合起来 throughout 就是彻头彻尾的意思 throughout the year 就表示一整年大家都会了吗那我们来听听外国老师怎么念吧
7 Cars are necessary to people's lives They make it easy to go from place to place However, they're bad for the air That's why September 22nd has been chosen as World Car Free Day On this dayEveryone is encouraged not to drive their cars. They can either take buses or simply walk. Hopefully, this day can bring attention to the problem of pollution and encourage everyone to drive less throughout the year.
严选家具
Only the pure in heart can make a good soup.Beethoven
今天要和同学们分享贝多芬所说的一句话你可不要以为贝多芬只会写音乐他所说的话也是富含哲理的呢 Only the pure in heart can make a good soup 只有内心纯净的人才能够煮出好汤哦 Pure 是纯净纯洁的意思音乐跟煮汤有关系吗当然没有啦其实这句话呢是贝多芬因为管家说谎而开除他之后所说的原句是 Whoever tells a lie is not pure of heart and such a person cannot cook a clean soup 说谎的人内心是不纯净的，这样的人是不能够煮出好汤的哦。所以大家不论是面对事情或是面对自己，都要诚实以对。那么我们再来复习一次今天的句子吧。Only the pure in heart can make a good soup. 今天就跟大家分享到这里哦，拜拜。
GPT 必胜教室口说篇第三部分回答问题
8. What kind of stories do you like more? Detective or historical stories? Why? 8. What kind of stories do you like more? Detective or historical stories? Why?
题目问说你比较喜欢哪一种故事呢？有两个选项哦。第一个 Detective Stories 侦探故事， Detective 当名词用就是侦探的意思啦。第二个选项 Historical Stories 历史故事， Historical 听起来很耳熟，其实它长得跟 History 这个字也很像哦， HISTORICAL也就是 history 去 y 再加上 ical 变成形容词历史的。大家有发现题目除了问你喜欢哪一个之外呢，还问了 why 为什么，所以大家别忘了要说说你的原因哦。除了用 I like blah 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 之外呢，今天要来教教大家一个很实用的字 prefer， 也就是偏好的意思。 I prefer blah blah blah。你如果喜欢侦探故事就可以说 I prefer detective stories， 喜欢历史故事就是 I prefer historical stories。 后面呢可以加上 because 再说明你的原因。我很喜欢侦探故事因为它超刺激的， I like detective stories because they are so exciting。 可是我比较喜欢历史故事因为我可以学到过去的事情， I prefer historical storiesBecause I can learn many things about the past. 那如果我两个都不喜欢怎么办？没关系，我们可以用 neither 这个字来表示我两个都不喜欢。但你可千万不要只傻傻回答一个字，这样可是会被扣分的哦。我们可以另外举出你喜欢的故事类型和原因。Romantic stories like The Fault in Our Stars. 爱情故事像是生命中的美好缺憾。Science fiction like Back to the Future， 科幻小说像是回到未来等等。来听听看外国老师有哪些答案吧。
I like detective stories because I think they're more exciting. I prefer historical stories because I like learning about the past. Neither. I love romantic stories like Romeo and Juliet.
9. If your friend put a pomelo skin on your head, how would you feel? 9. If your friend put a pomelo skin on your head, how would you feel?
相信大家听完故事一定很疑惑 pomelo skin 是什么呢？ pomelo 是柚子的意思， P-O-M-E-L-O pomelo skin 呢可以指我们的皮肤，但是也可以用来指水果的果皮，那整个合在一起就是柚子皮啦。大家应该都有看过柚子皮做成的帽子。 If your friend put it on your head, how would you feel? 如果朋友把柚子皮帽戴在你的头上，你会有什么感觉呢？大家有注意到这句话用的是过去式吗？ If 加上过去式表示和现在事实相反，事情并没有发生哦。所以我们的回答呢也要用假设语气来回答， I would blah blah blah， 像我可能就觉得很好玩啊。 I would not care because I know it's just for fun， 我不会在意因为我知道只是好玩嘛。当然有些人也会觉得很不好意思， I would feel embarrassed because it makes me look silly， 它让我看起来好蠢哦。大家可以用 I would feel 加上形容词来说明你的感受。那我们来听听外国老师的答案吧。
I would feel embarrassed because it looks so silly. I would not care since it's only for fun. I would be angry because it would make me look dumb.
10. What do you want to be in the future? 10. What do you want to be in the future?
相信大家都有听懂题目了。What do you want to be in the future? 你将来想要做什么呢？每个人心中都有一个梦，那你的是什么呢？I want to be a teacher because I like to check homework. 我超想当老师的，因为我很喜欢改作业。I want to be a flight attendant, 空服员 so I can travel around the world. 我想要当空服员，这样我就可以到处出国玩啦。我们可以用 I want to be 后面加上你想要做的职业，也可以多加描述你的理由。那这边提供给大家一些职业的说法。Astronaut A-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T, 太空人 Designer D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R, 设计师动画师 Animator A-N-I-M-A-T-O-R, 等等。除了用 I want to be blah blah blah, 你也可以说 I hope to become blah blah blah, 我想要变成，或是 My dream is to be blah blah blah, 我的梦想就是要当个什么什么。举例来说，我想要当个 zookeeper, 动物园管理员。My dream is to be a zookeeper because I like to take care of animals, 因为我很喜欢照顾动物耶。那大家赶快分享一下你的梦想，我们来听听外国老师的答案吧。
I want to be a pilot, so I can travel around the world. I hope to become a director, since I love movies.My dream is to be a health secretary, so I can help people stay healthy.
11. Do you feel excited about the first day of school? Why or why not? 11. Do you feel excited about the first day of school? Why or why not?
Do you feel excited about the first day of school? Why or why not?你开学的第一天会感到兴奋吗？开学真的有好有坏，好处就是我又可以和好朋友们见面了。Yes, I can see my friends every day. I miss them so much. 我超想念他们的，而且呢，我还可以拿到新课本耶。Yes, I'm so excited about getting new books. 我每次都会迫不及待的整本先看完。诶，可是开学之后我就不能睡到中午了，要天天的早起。No, because then I'll have to wake up early. 而且开学之后每天都有作业了。No, I don't like to do homework. 你喜欢开学吗？快练习说说看你喜欢或是不喜欢开学的理由吧。来听听外国老师怎么说。
Yes, it gives me the chance to see my friends every day. No, because then I have to wake up early. No.I don't like to study or do homework.
今天的必胜教室就和大家分享到这边，大家别忘了复习今天学到的文法和单字，这样英文就会进步咯。拜拜。